Blog Talk Radio.
Woohoo!
Good morning.
Welcome to We Say Wednesday.
How you doing, Belle?
I'm great. I was a little surprised. All of a sudden we heard your show will begin in 5 seconds. Although I can't do her accent.
She's a British accent.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Hey! All right, well, here we are. We Say Wednesday. Now that we've done her introduction twice, I guess we should probably do ours. What is We Say Wednesday? We Say Wednesday is Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast.
For
cellularly.
Yeah.
Or you can even call in from your landline.
Yeah.
So it's literally online. Oh, wait. About everything medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the cannabis kid.
Oh, good morning, folks. We have Space Queen here with us today. Tech guy is
good
here.
Good morning, guys.
Making sure our sound effects are going to actually work. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows?
We'll have strain reviews, product reviews, reviews on news and information about anything, everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
Yes, we will.
You can call in your questions or blog your questions. Call us at 646-915-8421 or email us at THCTucson to talk to us.
THCTucson@gmail.com.
Gmail, sorry.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center in their new groovy joint.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Come down, check it out. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 105. It's by the big purple pot, the giant purple pot. Just think of your granddaddy purple pot out front.
You want to go to the purple pot?
Yeah, place. Tumbleweeds Health Center. It's brand new. All right, check it out. They always host our wonderful show every Wednesday morning, along with certifications. You'll find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things educational related to medical cannabis, www.tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Excellent.
Excellent.
We've got a really groovy show this morning, I will say. This is going to be really neat. We have coming on the line with us, Brave Michaela. She is Oregon's youngest medical cannabis patient, and we're thinking she's probably 8-ish. Years old, I think.
She's 8 years old.
7 or 8. Sorry, we don't know exactly. Math isn't our thing. We know when you were born, but that's about it. Brave Michaela, like I said, is Oregon's youngest medical cannabis patient. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, cruise on over to their little radio link up at the top there, and you can see a picture of Brave Michaela. She's just gorgeous, just beautiful little angel, and she's got a little sign she's holding. It says, "Cannabis is my peace, my heart, my cure, medicine, and it cured my cancer." We're just honored to have her and her family. We've been chatting with her father, Brandon, for a little while now, and we're excited to have her. And actually, let's just do, I'm going to read a little bit. Well, we're all going to take turns reading a little bit about Brave Michaela before she comes on, so we can just start asking questions. Michaela Comstock was diagnosed with intermediate risk T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Wow.
On July 14, 2012, at 7 years old. All right, so she's 8. Yeah. She is also Oregon's youngest medical cannabis patient. This is where her journey is chronicled for all to see. Brave Michaela wants to help change how childhood cancer is approached. Michaela uses cannabis as medicine, and she began using whole extract cannabis oil to help her leukemia go into remission. Now she continues to use cannabis to help mitigate the debilitating effects of her required chemotherapy protocol, and she does so successfully. Michaela and her family want to speak out, spread the word, raise awareness, and let everyone know that cancer doesn't have to be so scary. And you can check them out at www.bravemichaela.com. And it's .com, and it's BraveMichaela.com. So check that out. We're going to have them on in just a moment. But the kid says he's got some news to share for us.
I do.
This morning.
I do wanted to just talk about, we have, it's a marijuana-like compound that could lead to the first ever medication for PTSD.
Okay.
Now, post-traumatic stress disorder is a big thing here in the United States, especially with all of our soldiers that are coming back from Afghanistan and even previous wars. But it's a syndrome that can just lead to all kinds of different stress, high anxiety.
It affects your entire life.
Whole body. Lack
from,
of sleep.
Yep, sleeping.
Pain.
It changes people
completely.
Not the person they were before.
Right. So, you know, with like any other syndrome, disease, or anything, medical cannabis is helping out more and more. So the life of an individual suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder is often a debilitating one, as the patients are frequently plagued by intense nightmares, flashbacks, and emotional instability. There's a number of psychotropic treatments and cognitive behavioral therapies that aid in the sufferer of PTSD, but these interventions are not always available to patients. And while medications tend to be the first line of defense for these individuals, no pharmaceutical treatment have been developed yet to specifically target PTSD. New research may help dramatically change the course of treatment for PTSD patients. In the first study of its kind, researchers at New York University Langone Medical Center have utilized brain imaging technology to heighten and connection between the number of cannabinoid receptacles in the brain and PTSD. Cannabinoid receptacles, known as the CB1 receptacle, are active in the brain when a person uses cannabis, which can lead to an impaired memory and reduced anxiety. So this is actually saying that it goes in and it kind of... I know people were saying that, you know, when you lose memory when you're smoking.
Yeah, it can actually help you lose the bad memories.
It can actually help you lose these bad memories is what they're trying to say.
Neural pathways.
So forgetting some of those things that that cause that PTSD.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's important to forget.
Yeah. So, and cannabis can, you know, can help out with that.
Yes, it can.
Researchers are findings paved the way for development of the first ever medication designed explicitly to treat trauma something. They say it's desperately needed. The first line of treatment for the PTSD patient is selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So, I guess it's a pill that helps you raise your serotonin, which, if you don't know what serotonin is, it's the stuff that makes you happy in
okay.
your body.
There you go.
In your brain. And it just kind of gives you a lot more joy and stuff. So,
excellent.
Which is a class of medication generally used with good effects in people with depression. Lead author, Dr. Alexander Neminster, director of molecular imaging program in the Department of Psychotherapy and Radiology at the NYU School of Medicine, told FoxNews.com that these medications do not really do the job for people with PTSD, so clinicians use anything else that is legally available on the market. They often use different classes of medications developed for these things like depression.
Depression
or bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, or all over these senses that do not work.
Right.
Affecting nearly 8 million Americans each year, PTSD is an anxiety disorder that develops after an individual experiences dangerous or painful events, such as sexual assault, a tragic accident, surviving an extreme violence, or the experience of fighting in a war.
Right, wow.
Over 1.7 million American men and women in the military have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Approximately 20% have been diagnosed with PTSD. So,
wow. And that's the percentage of people that are coming forward. That's
mm-hmm.
probably a very small
right.
percentage of soldiers, male and female, that are coming forward saying, hey, I need some help here. Because a lot of times it just gets to the point where they commit suicide, which
right.
is suicide among soldiers is one of the number one
I was actually, it was,
so sad.
I can't remember the number, but I saw like 108 died in Afghanistan, and then there was like 233 killed them, committed suicide.
Right, that's right.
So, so it's pretty crazy. Now, so what they're doing is they're coming up with, you know, taking that part of the plant, the CBD, CB1, which we're finding out there's so much more to the CBD and the CBNs and things like that that are able to help more. And I think that's why the pharmaceutical companies are scared.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's going to take away their little cash cow of all kinds of different things.
It is. I know.
I mean, PTSD is it's a growing thing, and it's happening more and more to our vets and people.
And imagine if you, as a person, as a patient, could, you know, like you can go grab a Tylenol if you want.
Oh, yeah, an Advil.
Why can't you go grab your joint or go juice your leaves or...
If that's your medication of choice,
definitely. If that's
definitely.
Your medication, you know, why shouldn't we be able to choose to use this plant? You know, and that's just the thing. Nixon, people, he's the one that started this. And what did we do to the guy? Kicked him out of office. Yeah. Hello, we're lying. So let's just reevaluate those lies.
Right.
Anyway, I don't know. So let's, what do you say? Should we see if,
see if the someone's
brave
Michaela
family
yeah.
is ready? All right. We'll see. This doesn't have the little question mark like it usually does for the on-air thing, but we'll see. Hello, you're on air.
Hello.
Good morning. This is Brandon.
Yes, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
Aaron's here with me.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Do we have the whole family here?
Yeah, we have Michaela. We got to go get her, though.
Oh, okay.
She's playing with her sister in the other room.
Oh, bring the sisters in. We'd love to chat with all of you. That's a good thing right now.
Yeah, she's 2 years old. She doesn't do much chatting, more like hollering in the front.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get her mumbling.
Yep.
Well, we're really honored to have you on our show this morning. It was probably a month or so ago when I found Brave Michaela's story online, just haphazardly. There was an article from another website that was talking about the oils I think Michaela uses, and so I clicked on the video and it went to your site, and there you go. And I just have been beyond touched reading your story and chatting with you a little bit. I can't imagine, I'm not a parent, but I cannot imagine what you must be going through. And like you, I just read your Facebook that said you were going to the doctors, and this was 10 months later. I don't know. I have so many random thoughts coming out right now. You can chat with us, but it's just an honor to have you here. And tell us about your journey.
Hello.
Hello,
Michaela.
Hi,
Michaela.
Michaela would like to tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah. Michaela, how are you?
Good.
You're good? Are you? What were you playing this morning with your sisters?
I was playing in the bath with her.
Oh, fun. That's fun. So how are you feeling today?
Good.
Yeah? Did you go to the doctor recently?
What?
Did you go to the doctor recently?
No.
No?
Yeah, she went to the doctor yesterday.
But I went there yesterday, but I didn't have to get a puppy.
You went there yesterday and you're gonna get a puppy?
No, I didn't get a pokey.
Oh, a pokey.
Oh,
yay.
Good.
Yay, no pokies. Well, we'll wish for a puppy, but no pokies. I am the worst. I have to have a butterfly needle, and I almost pass out every time. I can't handle it. So you are braver than I am. What did your doctor What did your doctor tell you?
That I'm doing good.
That's awesome.
Yay. And I bet that made you feel good, huh?
Uh-huh. And I weighed 57 pounds.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow. Woo-hoo. You're getting up there. That's just about Olympian ready.
And it's 1 more pound that I had before I got cancer.
Oh, excellent.
Awesome.
So can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
What was it like to get cancer?
Kind of scary.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did your mom and dad help you with that?
Uh-huh.
And what did your mom and dad say to you about cancer and you being scared?
To be brave.
Oh, that's where you got your name.
Uh-huh.
Your nickname. Well, you are our hero.
Cannabis.
Yes, so can you tell us about using cannabis?
It makes me feel good.
It does?
Uh-huh. And how it makes me happy and careful and running around, too.
Happy and careful when you're running around. And when you don't feel good and you take your cannabis, does it make you feel better?
Uh-huh.
And how do you take it? Do you have lollipops or little tinctures?
I got soda. I got cannabis sodas, Kix Pops. I got more teeth. And I got, like, pasty cannabis teeth. And I got my cannabis oil.
Oh, wow.
That's a
Michaela, what's your favorite way of taking your cannabis?
Juice.
One more time?
I like to juice it.
Oh, juice it.
Oh.
That was one of my favorite ways. Yeah. I love juicing.
I had a cannabis slushy or a slurpee one time. That was fun. That was good. You should ask your mom. Dad, get you some slurpees. But sodas sound fun, too. But that's, you know, that's kind of a treat, I bet. So, did the doctor tell you to keep using cannabis?
Yeah.
So your doctor likes that you use the cannabis?
Uh-huh.
Mom and Dad, can I ask you a question, too?
Yeah.
Is your cannabis donated to you? Do you grow it? Where do you get this? Because I know in Oregon, you're allowed to grow as patients, correct?
Yes. Well, here in Oregon, actually, the majority of Michaela's medicine is donated to us via a few different sources, the main one being Stony Grill Gardens. They've been there for us from the very beginning. They're local to Portland, and they reached out to us. And pretty much whenever we really need it, we can go to them. And on the other times when we can't, there's a collective here. It's called Collective Awakenings that hands us oil when we need it for her as well. We grow... Yeah, that's where you get your sodas. We grow Michaela's medicine, and we do make her oil as well. There's just times between harvest when we don't have the material, so that's when we rely on the donations to keep her going with it.
Oh, okay. So she has access pretty much to whatever form she needs it, raw, cooked, or otherwise.
There's a lot of really good people in the community around here that have reached out and in our time of need and helped Michaela by giving her their medibles and their drinks, things like that. And it's been really, really helpful to keep her, like, you know, in a good stock, because whenever she needs it, she can just reach out and grab something and she's okay after that.
That's amazing. Oh, that's awesome. So you just had your, was a 10-month checkup, or what was the doctor visit for?
Well, we just actually moved back to Pendleton, where we lived at before we moved to Portland, because Michaela went on a maintenance therapy, which is less intensive. We don't have to be at the hospital all the time, and it's more affordable over here for our family than it is to live in the Portland area. So we had to reconnect her with her old pediatrician that actually found the initial problem. So it was basically just a checkup.
Okay, well, that's great. And what's the prognosis is good, or how is the cannabis helping the leukemia?
Michaela's prognosis is very good. Her cancer without cannabis has a 76.9% chance of survival rate.
Wow.
So to us, adding cannabis to our treatment protocol makes that like 100% survival rate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't we don't fear her relapsing or anything. She's in complete remission. She has no cancer. She has to have a chemotherapy at home. It's a lesser treatment protocol than she has been on the past 10 months, but it's called long-term maintenance. So she has to take chemo pills daily at home, and then she goes once a month to the hospital to get chemotherapy at the hospital. And that's when they also check her blood counts to make sure she hasn't relapsed or anything of the sort. But we never fear that with cannabis, because cannabis really has the power to fight cancer. And Michaela's cancer in particular, she has a very rare form of leukemia, but it has a lot of studies behind it on the fact that cannabis, both THC and CBD, cause apoptosis and T-cell leukemia. So we feel very fortunate that Michaela has cannabis, and we feel that her prognosis is just going to be like every other seven-year-old you see on the street.
Awesome. And is she playing like every other seven-year-old?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You know, in my opinion, she's almost sometimes, you know, she's healthier. She doesn't have colds and flus, and
strong immune system.
She's really, really energetic and runs around. And she just, when we think she'll get tired, she doesn't get tired. And we'll go for really, really long walks, and we'll bring our stroller that we bought that fits her just in case she gets tired, but she walks the whole way anyway. There's kids, a lot of kids that are treated for leukemia that end up in wheelchairs off and on throughout their treatment from neuropathy in their feet, which is when your nerves start to make your feet feel like they're falling asleep and they go numb, so it makes it hard for them to walk. And almost all kids get that to some degree during their treatment for leukemia. Michaela has never got it.
Wow.
For the first 5 months, they watched her when we came in. They used to watch her walk because they were waiting for it. It's called foot drop, and she just never got it.
Wow. Do you?
So, and now.
Cannabis.
Thank you, cannabis. That's what we say a lot when she does better than most kids would.
What do you say exactly? It's due to the cannabis, you said?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think that that's a result of the cannabis, because cannabis is a very excellent neuroprotectant.
Right.
Ooh, that's a great way
now,
to
what
do
was
that.
The thing that you guys say? Will you guys say, yay, cannabis, or?
Oh, yeah, she says, thank you, cannabis.
Thank you, cannabis. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, and she has Brave Michaela t-shirts on her website that say, thank you, cannabis. With a little Brave Michaela logo on the back of them. You can find those at www.bravemichaela.com in the shop section.
And for Tucson and for Arizona folks, we're going to get some of those. We're going to get her T-shirts and her bracelets and her stickers and her hats and whatever else she has, and we're going to have them at Tumbleweed Health Center right here. You can walk right in and buy one. So we're going to
That'll be awesome. Thanks for spreading the love to Arizona.
Oh, you bet. Oh, my goodness. So we have a question from one of our bloggers online. We've got some people from the Netherlands and those areas on right now, and they have a question. They say they want to know if the parents have received a lot of criticism from people who are unknowledgeable about this kind of treatment.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, good question.
When it comes to criticism, actually, no, we have not received very much criticism. Not very many parents can say they wouldn't do the same thing. There's been a few people that have said questionable things, but, you know, it's been relatively all supportive. Most parents will speak out and leave comments on our pages saying that they would do the same thing without a doubt. They wouldn't even question it. You know, it's an amazing story. Now that they know of Michaela's story, they'll consider it when it comes time for them, if it ever does, and things like that. So it's really neat.
Yeah. Are you finding that you are educating more parents about this? Are they, I'm sure there are treatment centers you've been in and you've probably talked to other parents about it. Are other parents using cannabis now because of Michaela, or are they open-minded or thinking about it?
Yeah, there are. We've actually heard of about I think, 4 other children at Michaela's hospital now that are using it. We know of one, and we work with the family personally. There's another child who has a Wilms tumor who's being treated with cannabis oil in Portland that goes to Michaela's hospital as well, and their family's actually friends of ours. So we have a contact us tab on our website, and a lot of people have reached out to us through there. We get, I'd say, 5 to 6 emails a week asking for information about it or how to produce the oil, and we get a random one here and there asking if we would send them oil because they want to use it. So, yeah, I feel like we've actually helped a lot of people, and I think a lot of people, you know, are benefiting from it.
That's awesome. Michaela, can I ask you a question?
Michaela's back out of the room. Hang on.
Yeah, she's playing again. Well, I'll ask you. And this is, you know, when I was younger, my mom used to babysit kids, and she babysat a little girl that got leukemia. And one of the signs that we noticed on her was a lot of bruising. What signs started, you know, told you that there was something going on with Michaela that just wasn't normal and that you wanted to check into? What was going on, and what is it that cannabis is, you know, fighting so hard to help her with?
Michaela, before she was diagnosed, she really was fatigued. She was not energetic. She wasn't happy and smiling and talkative like she normally is. And she got a runny nose and a cough, just kind of like a normal cold that an everyday kid would get. But it turned really respiratory, kind of like bronchitis, and she had a hard time breathing. And she got very pale, and she started looking really thin. Even though she wasn't losing a whole lot of weight, she looked very thin. And she got night sweats, was the giveaway. She would fall asleep and her skin would get very clammy, and she would sweat to the point where it would soak through to the mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was all very, very, very quick. It started with a cold, and then it just progressed. It progressed over a couple weeks, or about, 6 weeks, and that's when she was diagnosed.
Wow. And how soon after she was diagnosed did you start the cannabis?
10 days.
Okay.
It took us 10 days for the process of getting her card, because she was hospitalized for 8 days. So we were required to wait until after she got out of the hospital in order to take her to the clinic to get her card.
Right. Okay.
Wow.
Now, as a family, do you juice and give cannabis to all your members of the family? Because I know there are a lot of doctors that believe in raw cannabis as a preventative measure for, you know, health.
I wish that we could very much, but we have to have the protections of a card. So right now, Michaela and I are patients, and Brandon also, he has a qualifying condition, but he doesn't have his card right now. But just us three cook with cannabis and use it raw and also use it. But it is good for everybody, and we wish that the laws were different and that families could just cook with it for all their family members.
Yeah.
Because of the laws, we're not allowed to do that.
Right. Well, the way that things are going, it will be soon. It will be.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have a bottle of infused olive oil that sits right next to our other olive oil, and it should be cooked with for everybody and not just her or me.
Right.
I mean, and juicing raw cannabis is completely non-psychoactive, and we like to juice raw cannabis a lot, and there's no reason that children of all ages shouldn't be able to juice cannabis. It's not psychoactive. It's extremely good, like juiced kale.
Right.
I mean, there's really no difference. It's a vegetable. When you eat it raw, it's like a vegetable.
Right.
It's a plant. Yeah, absolutely. So you juice it with other, like, apple juice and different vegetables
and
things.
That medicinal flavor, that herby.
We've actually put fresh strawberries into it once. It made it taste really good. And we sometimes just juice it and drink it raw, just cannabis alone. It's pretty pungent, but it's good. It gives you a lot of energy.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, wheatgrass was the thing. Now we're doing weedgrass.
Wheatgrass. That's what it's like. We were even using, like, a wheatgrass juicer to juice it with at our old house. That's what our roommate had.
Awesome. So how's the soda pop? Is that a fun thing?
We're good for a treat. Sugar's not good for people with cancer, and neither is anything like that. Michaela really enjoys them, and I figure if I let her have a snack or something, a treat, that it's good for her because it got cannabis in it and it helps her out. So she really enjoys the sodas.
Yeah, they're
and the THC when you drink an infused soda, the THC is processed on the sugar metabolism, so it's a different way of delivering cannabis to her body. So you get different effects. She gets different effects from eating edibles or taking a guave tincture than she does her cannabis oil. So we definitely use it all in combination.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
That's awesome.
And she's sleeping well and.
Yeah, she sleeps pretty well, but she only got the sleepy effect from cannabis for the first couple months, and now that's one thing that sometimes we struggle to achieve is her getting tired like she used to when she first started using the cannabis oil. And we attribute that to her tolerance.
Right.
She's being raised. I mean, she has been taking cannabis now for almost 10 months, so she can handle it, and she just functions normally, which is actually great because I could send her to school. We can give her a half of a gram of cannabis oil in the morning, and she could go to school and function all day just like a normal 7-year-old, probably better, and come home and be just fine, take another half gram of cannabis oil and function all the way just fine till bedtime. So, I mean, I like it like that. That's how a kid should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially now that she's healthy, she's back on to long-term maintenance where she goes back to school and they expect her to be out playing with other kids and doing a little bit more normal things. So we're glad that it doesn't make her too sleepy.
Does the school know she's on cannabis?
Well, we haven't quite registered her with school yet. She's not in school this year. She did homeschool because of her immune system the past 10 months. But next fall, she will be going into school, and I'm sure they will be knowing about her cannabis. But we haven't had to cross that bridge yet.
Yeah,
and it's not like she's taking it at school. It's something that you give her before, just like her medicine that you would.
Yeah,
you know,
they would never. I imagine they would never allow us to give it to her. Here in Oregon, they've actually had some high schools that have banned teens from getting their medical marijuana card while they go to school, or ban them from the school while they have it. I was wondering if we were going to have issues when we sent her to school, but, it's so much different when you're talking about a 7-year-old that has cancer. I mean, you look at her, you can tell, I mean, this is saving her life. She's not a teenager saying she's not a teenager out abusing it, using it recreationally. She's a 7-year-old child with cancer. So I imagine that we're not going to have any issues with it with all this. And I don't think any school should judge based on medical cannabis, because parents are using it for all sorts of things now, and it's working great for our kids. I mean, kids are using it for seizures and autism, ADHD, epilepsy, cancer, and all sorts of things, and they're seeing fantastic results from it. And a lot of children and kids and teens are using it in the form of edibles and oils and tinctures and things like that. So if they took that illegal stigma that prohibition has given cannabis away, they're not going to have problems.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, you just have to be careful, but it's one of those things that, you know, you shouldn't have to report that your child is on a, you know, allergy pill before they go to school if it's not effective. You know, it's not their business. And
yeah.
This is, you know, I mean, that's your business. And what we have a comment from the bloggers out there. They think the Privacy Act would be able to protect you in that, you know, because you can't just shout out that someone's on Vicodin or any other thing. HIPAA and all sorts of Privacy Acts help us medically for that reason, you know.
Yeah, you know, I say this to a lot of people. I see the point. I see the purpose of having privacy practices, and I believe that I think they would cover me in the form of not if I didn't want to notify them that she was on cannabis oil. But when you're dealing with a kid with cancer, I think it's very, very, very important for everybody to be on the same page, and that includes parents, grandparents, doctors, teachers. Everybody involved with this child needs to be on the same page, because something could arise anywhere they are at. Problem could arise. And if something was to happen, everybody needs to know there needs to be an emergency protocol set for that child, and everyone needs to know what medications that child's taking, because that's important. So there needs to be and more importantly than privacy practices, there needs to be no discrimination on anybody regarding medications, because it's more important to be open and to not have to hide anything from anybody.
Yeah, it should be on that list of we don't discriminate against race, creed, color, medication, spirituality,
disabilities, you know, things like that. It shouldn't.
We'll discriminate against you if you don't take pharmaceuticals and rather take a plant.
Right. Well, there's another blogger question out there. Michaela's in remission right now. And you said she's still continuing her chemo radiation therapies. How long does she have to do that after she's cured?
Okay. Well, in cancer, they don't technically say they're cured until 5 years after they've been in remission. Michaela's been in remission since August of 2012. And her treatment protocol, we actually chose a different treatment protocol than was recommended to us. We denied cranial radiation. We did not radiate Michaela at all. And she has chemotherapy until 2015, I think probably April or May of 2015.
Okay.
And that's the standard treatment for leukemia. Children with leukemia are treated for in between 2.5 to 4 years, depending on how bad it is when they first catch it, and if they're a boy or a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boys have to have chemotherapy for longer for leukemia because they are more susceptible to relapse.
So your website says that she was diagnosed in July of 2012. So she went into remission shortly after she was diagnosed?
Yeah, and most children with leukemia do. 95% of children go into remission in the first month of treatment. Most of them go into remission within the first week or two of treatment. Michaela was a slow responder. She was not responding to chemotherapy or steroids, and they were talking about doing a bone marrow transplant if she didn't start responding to her chemotherapy. She went into remission later than most children go into remission. They were afraid she wasn't going to go into remission. That's when we got her the cannabis oil. We got her a card the day after they mentioned the transplant to us, and we started her the oil that day, and 6 days later, her cancer was gone.
Wow. We're all wowing. We can't handle this. It's so wonderful. How much oil did you use, and did you make the oil yourself, or was this a Rick Simpson thing, or...
I'm going to let Brandon answer that question. He's better at those ones.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Brandon.
So what was the question?
So the question is, how much oil did you use to when you found out, and did you make the oil, or did you do a Rick Simpson kind of thing?
Well, we don't use the actual technical Rick Simpson method. We've chosen not to use naphtha as our solvent for extraction. We use a totally organic solvent. It's alcohol. We use ethanol, which is Everclear. And we started Michaela. Yeah, we started Michaela on 0.07 of a gram. I mean, like maybe half the size of a grain of rice, and that was very effective. It made her tired, and she was noticeably experiencing the psychoactive effects. So we had her lay down, and she felt really good. She was smiling and laughing for the first time since treatment began, and she wasn't scared anymore. So we knew we made the right choice.
Ah,
oh, wow.
Excellent.
Yeah, we gave her that dose for about two and a half weeks, and then I noticed that she was tolerating it like a normal person would be behaving, so we upped the dose consecutively until we reached a gram, and it took about, I'd say, four months to reach a full gram with her.
So a full gram twice a day?
No, once a day. She takes about between one and three. It just depends on what she's experiencing that day as side effects from treatment, or on the day she has to have a procedure where she gets put under and has to have a lumbar puncture, she takes usually 3 grams. Her back gets to hurting her really bad, and she wants an extra half a gram with each dose, and she'll ask for that, and then she doesn't complain about her back anymore the rest of the day, and we don't even hear of it after that for the rest of the week.
Wow.
Huh. One of the kind of confusions out there with using cannabis is that it's hard to find a standard. So people are always wondering, how much do I use? When we juice, how many leaves do I have to put in? Do I use the buds or, you know, what do I do and how much oil? So this has been a great gauge, I think, for people to listen and kind of, a good starting point from. Yeah, to get some data.
Yeah, when it comes to cancer, we believe saturation is key. That's why we use so many other methods like juicing and medibles and lotions and tinctures and salves also. It just depends on the person's tolerance, but they have to understand that even if they feel the effects strongly, they have to keep at it, and they'll get used to it soon. They can't be intimidated by the effects. It's just the body's endocannabinoid system getting used to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you just think of all those other prescription meds that people have to get used to all those side effects, so... You know,
they don't concern themselves with that. They think that's totally normal to feel high off Vicodin and OxyContin and get itchy and puke and things like that. I don't think that's normal at all.
The thing that's different about cannabis and the side effects of pain pills is, in my experience, pain pills, the yuckiness that it makes you feel, that doesn't ever go away. No matter how many months, no matter how many years you take pain pills, they're going to make you feel yucky. Cannabis, you get over you get a tolerance and you can function and just completely normally. You don't get the very strong psychoactive effect after you gain a tolerance. And then if you want that effect back, you only have to, lessen your usage or your dosage of the cannabis for a week or so, and then you got your tolerance back down where you can get more of an effect if you need it, per se. So cannabis is excellent in the very first part. I mean, some people have a rough time starting the oil to begin with because of the fatigue and the drowsiness it causes, but that goes away completely after a couple months, a few months of using it. It really does.
Just compare the side effects between cannabis and pharmaceuticals. One, you have to contract a poison control center. The other one, you watch a movie and eat a bowl of popcorn. I mean, really, what's the big problem?
That's great. That's a great way to put it.
Wow. Well, I had an original question here. So were you, as parents, use cannabis before, and is that how you learned about it, or are you new to the cannabis move?
I've been a long-time cannabis user myself. I used it recreationally when I was a youngster, like many of my peers, so I learned about it young. My family members are open-minded, and some of them have used cannabis medicinally themselves, so I learned that route. Aaron, I got to help Aaron see see that side. I got to show her a way away from pharmaceuticals when she had her own health problems, and I've noticed a huge difference in her life. So it helped her be comfortable with seeking it out for Michaela when it was time. We stumbled upon Cassie Hyde's story along our journey reading about it. We had a friend who had cancer, and we were trying to find ways to help him because he liked using cannabis a lot. So I had known about it before. So, yeah.
Well, that's great.
That is awesome.
Yeah, you know, it's always interesting to hear where people are coming from in their journeys because some people are brand new to it and some people, you know, have known, you know, the wonderful effects on our body it has. So, neat you're able to share that with Aaron and then, you know, with your family that way. It's always, you know, you don't ever want to look like what the government has made us all out to be, donors, that kind of thing. You know, it's introducing this into society now. People are using the scientific term cannabis and, you know, bless you. Our own University of Arizona was just approved to start studying cannabis scientifically. Yeah.
That's
amazing news. We need research to be done.
Yep.
That's
it's
the biggest problem we have in this community is there is no research, and it's all word of mouth, and it's all personal experience and testimonies
right.
that block everybody's research. I mean, there's been some research, but definitely not enough.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, states like ours and yours and, you know, Colorado, Washington that are putting their foot forwards and taking the leap to make these kinds of statements and to be brave enough, like Michaela and you guys are, to say, you know what, I'm going to use this regardless of what our government has said and regardless of how it's scheduled because it's a lifesaver, you know. It's a beautiful, wonderful plant.
Yeah, we've been lied to for a long time about this plant, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Too long.
Is little Miss Brave Michaela around?
Yes, she is.
Michaela?
Yeah?
There are people on the internet right now in the Netherlands and all over the world that want to wish you happiness, and they are happy that you are in remission, and they say get well and get better every day. And we want to say thank you so much for being on our show. You have just made our day and lives. You really are a hero to all of us here.
And brave. You're very brave.
Very brave, honey.
And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know what? If you want to be on the show again to let us how you're doing, you please come on again and we'll chat with you and find out. We'll listen to more stories, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Michaela.
Have a wonderful summer and have fun when you go to school. That's going to be really fun.
And I get to go to Hawaii for my make-wish trip, and I get to go there for my birthday.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
And it's
right.
Next month.
Your birthday is next month?
Yep.
When's your birthday?
Yeah. What day is your birthday? June 20th?
June 20th.
Wow, isn't that the summer solstice around
that? We're on the 3rd, but we're going back on the 23rd.
Wow.
Cool.
We're leaving on the 18th.
And what are you going to do in Hawaii?
I'm going to go swim with dolphins and look at the volcano. And I'm going to go do the pineapple maze. And I want to do a luau, and I want to do all the other islands, too.
Oh, you are the luckiest girl we know. Well, have fun, and make sure your parents get pictures of you doing the luau in your grass skirt. We have to see that. Thank you, Brandon and Aaron, for being on our show today. We really,
really
appreciate it.
It was really great.
Yeah.
And honored.
Bye-bye. Peace up here.
Oh, goodbye. Peace
goodbye.
And love to you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for having us on. You take care.
Thank you so much. You too.
www.bravemichaela.com. She loves it when people leave messages on her site.
Oh, Oh, well, we'll make sure that we all get doing that. And we'll chat about getting her shirts and every bracelets in here to sell, and we'll keep up the love.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well,
that would be really awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for being willing to do that. That helps our family out more than you know.
Oh, well, you help the whole world by just being brave and keeping your beautiful children alive and healthy. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Wow.
Amazing.
Okay, I needed that Kleenex more. That was awesome. I know. Chills down.
I had goosebumps.
Serious.
A couple.
She seriously.
And what a knowledgeable girl.
Oh,
she knows exactly what medicine she's taking.
Oh, yeah,
and
what for.
She can tell you exactly. Like, it's great.
Yeah,
she
should probably be teaching the history of cannabis class, huh, at Tumbleweed this Saturday. Well, the year 4000 AD. Wow. Amazing. So,
I would have never known she was ever sick. I mean, she doesn't sound tired. She said
no.
She runs around.
She's
cannabis
healthier
gives
than most
7-year-olds.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She doesn't get sick, her mom said.
It boosted her
immune system.
So many kids get sick. She hasn't been in school because she hasn't been feeling well, but I'm sure even when she goes to school, she's most likely not going to get all the cooties the other kids do.
Right.
Wow. Well, that was an honor. And we will have her Brave Michaela t-shirts and bracelets down here for sale at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, right here in Tucson, Arizona, 85711, if you're going to MapQuest it or something like that. All right. I think we read this one last time. Did we read this in our history of cannabis?
Yes,
Egyptians used cannabis for glaucoma.
Exactly.
That's right. I went into my rap.
Right?
Inflammation and other challenges. So let's see. We're on to the next page of our history of cannabis here already. And in fact, there will be a little class this weekend on the history of cannabis. So come down, pick up some information during Meducation hours. All right. And this was something that I was going to mention while talking to Brandon.
Oh.
Brave family. In 1000 BC, and I don't even know how to say this, we're going to call it
Bahang.
Bahang. It's spelled B-H-A-N-G. Bahang. Bahang. I don't know. It's a drink made of cannabis. It's the seeds and stems and milk, and it's used in India as an anesthetic. And also, we have this great cookbook down here that has a little culture at the beginning of it. I'm not sure where it is at the moment. Somebody probably checked it out. It's that cool. but it has a little a description of Shiva, who actually, it says, is the plant herself.
Yeah, well, she lives inside the plant.
Or the plant lives inside her. Or something like that.
She lives inside the plant. Yeah.
All right. Well, they are
at one with
each other, Shiva and
she's
cannabis.
She's the spirit that lives inside cannabis.
Thank you. And they say that if you don't drink this, you're going to a very bad place known in the Catholic religion as hell.
What?
And if not only that, if you condemn somebody for drinking it, you're going to double hell.
Double?
Yeah, you're going double down. Oh, and you
next
not,
floor down.
Oh, you don't even want to know where that is. Anyway, it says bahang, however it is.
Yeah.
A cannabis drink generally mixed with milk is used as an anesthetic and this is something I need, anti-phlegmatic. I can't even say it. It was used in India. Cannabis begins to be used in India to treat a wide variety of human maladies. 1000 BC. A long time ago. So see, cannabis has
been around for a while.
Been used as a medicine a lot longer than it has.
You know, that almost reminds me of the Thai tea that they do.
I love it.
Yeah, that really dark coffee sweet. And then they add the milk to it, the coconut milk or.
You know, and I bet if you put a little kefir in there, it would just melt right in. Well, it's or hot, it might melt in. If not, it might float on top of your drink and get wasteful. No, you drink it and then
it'll get it
absorbed. All right. Anyway, we haven't thanked the Growers House yet, and we're going to thank them right now. Thank you, Growers House.
Thank you, Growers House.
227 East Valencia for all your hydroponic needs. If you want to start growing this beautiful plant and you live in Arizona, 25 miles lamely as the crow flies away from a dispensary, which there are 17 now in the state. Woo-hoo-woo! 17.
Growing strong.
Growing
strong.
Look around. You might just find. I wonder if they all have like a uniform sign out front a flashing weed sign that says dispensary. No,
they don't.
All right, well, check Craigslist or Google it or something.
Just look for a security guard outside. You'll find it.
Well, you might find that at a bar too.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
AZ med testing.
AZ med testing, yes. Oh, you had a little.
I did.
We're way over.
Speaking of AZ med testing and thanking them for all that they do, they came out with a great article this last, I think it was a couple days ago, that they posted on their Facebook. It's from the Journal of Toxicology.
Ooh.
Determination of pesticides and residues in cannabis smoke.
Hmm.
So this was something done by the Rec Shop, which is a really amazing place. They do a lot of different scientific studies on a lot of different things. They do things on terpenoids and flavonoids and all the kinds of different cannabinoids and things like that that we're actually using cannabis for.
Right.
When we actually get down to the medicine part of cannabis, this is what the Rec Shop does. They actually look into a lot of different things. And so this is what they found, received on 11th of February and accepted on 22nd of April of 2013. Stephen J. Burson found out that the past study, which was conducted in older quantify, which this sounds like really medical.
Sum it up, kid. Sum it up.
All in all, AZ Med Testing does things like this here in Arizona that actually you can take your cannabis after you've just grown it or even maybe that you've gotten from a dispensary. You can send it up to AZ Med Testing and they can find out and determine pesticide residue in your cannabis.
Yes.
So it can find out if the grower was using pesticides, all kinds of different things. So they said... really quick, they test for 45.
They test for a lot of stuff.
45 different pesticides that are used here in Arizona. So they know that all the different. That was one of the things that I saw in here. And I was like, 45 different pesticides that they use here in Arizona they test for.
Wow, I can certainly say all the medicine at Tumbleweed Health Center's organic pesticides.
They don't. That are allowed here for all kinds of use, for crops and things like that. So anything that can be sold here, they test for it.
We like organic.
So that's good. It's another way to know that you're using all organic medicine, making sure.
That's bug-free, alien-free.
Alien-free. So thanks, AZ Med Testing.
They'll tell you your THC, CBD, CBNs, and I think they're getting some more cannabinoids out there that they're telling us levels about these days. And check them out, azmedtest.com.
Yes, azmedtesting.com.
MaryJaneSurvivalGuide.com is a great guide for patient guide for people in Arizona and all around the world.
Right.
Recipes, legal stories, this, that, and the other thing. Journals you can keep track of your own medicines with. And there was a news article that said, and check this out, Arizona's medical marijuana dispensary revenues are projected to reach $440 million in just 3 years.
Wow.
anyone have any tax problems? Do we have any debts we have to pay off, people?
I think we can get that taken care of.
Think if all the states had those revenues coming in from their medical cannabis programs, I think our country would be
pretty well off.
In a really good state.
Not even debt-free, but we might just have a surplus to start taking care of those people in our country that we really need to take care of.
Yeah.
You know? So, I'm just saying.
Right.
And www.tumbleweedshealthcenter.com has these news articles on there. There was also one, this is really big in the news, inhaled cannabis reduces Crohn's symptoms.
I did see that one.
Yeah, so that's been all over the news. So you can check that out online as well. And also, there is a marijuana reform rally and a lobbying event for senior citizens in Washington, D.C. And guess who's doing that? Our buddy, our friend, our pal, Robert Platschorn.
Mr. Robert on the Silver Tour.
And he's got a site up, the silvertour.org. You can check that out, donate to his cause. He is out there talking to senior citizens who do the most voting about voting for medical cannabis. So I think that's a great thing. So go check out Robert Platthorn and thesilvertour.org. New at Tumbleweeds Health Center, like we mentioned, we've got these wonderful handcrafted cigar-looking like pipes. They're called Go Pipes. They're just beautiful. They smoke well. They feel good. You look
awesome.
Like James Dean or, no, 007. Any one of the bondmen. You could be as cool as there. And we have Holy Smokes Organic Vaporizing Tonics to create peace and ease in your life. Come down and get some organic tonics. We have Cheech and Chong videos on DVD and Blu-ray. They are going to be at the casino May 26th. You can join Tumbleweeds out there. We will have Brave Michaela goodies, some shirts. If she doesn't have hats, Bell Star would love a hat. Black, please. And bracelets. And we're going to have her stuff to support her in her journey. We don't want anyone, especially children, going through these kinds of challenges without some support. And this weekend, there will be a class at Tumbleweeds Health Center on the history of cannabis. You can come check out why, for so many thousands of years, everybody in the world has been using this medicine and this beautiful plant.
It's nothing new, folks.
Hello. We've got the King of Pop coming up. Mr. Smith from the Tucson Weekly is going to be on our show in a couple weeks. And we have some more mystery guests coming up. So be sure to go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, check out that radio link at the top of the page, and you can listen to past shows right there. You can click on them. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Weedsday Wednesday. Listen to all the shows. We're on iTunes. Yep, you heard that right. Check out Weedsday Wednesday. We were approved by iTunes. And well, kids?
I think we did an awesome show, and thanks to Michaela. And all of our listeners out there, like I said, we didn't do a trivia question.
Well, our show is just terrible.
We should
right.
throw that
then,
in really
then
quick.
Now we're going to do two. Fine, forget
all
it.
Right.
We're doing two.
I'll do this one. So in television, what 1970s psychedelic children's television program contained what some thought were marijuana references?
Wait, they want us to name one? Holy, that's going to be hard.
Here's the option.
Are there options?
Give them the option.
Oh, okay.
So,
here are a few options that are listed.
So is it Sigmund? Which...
When was
it? Oh, Sigmund and the Sea Monkeys? Land of the Lost?
Or H&R Puffin Stuff?
Yeah. Wow, I love Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost.
Love Land of the Lost.
Chaka. And I wanted to go in that cave and push all those buttons that Will and Holly used to push.
I just wanted to live in the house.
Oh, man.
A tree house.
I know. All right. Okay, so that's that one. And here's another one, just in case you don't want to answer that one. Here's one. What actor who starred in the movie Dazed and Confused and Contact was busted for possession of marijuana in 1999? You have to know. No choices. You just have to know that. So, in closing, thank you again to the Brave family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Michaela, stay being brave.
Stay being healthy.
Yeah.
Enjoy your life, little girl.
We'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Tumbleweeds Health Center at their new location, 5315 East Broadway, just a parking lot over. More awesome shows. Come get certified and support this program and tell your government you need medical cannabis. That's what helps tell your government that. The more they see people joining these programs across the countries, the more they go, all right. Maybe it is going to work.
Maybe we should do that.
We thank you here from Weedsday Wednesday every
thank
week.
You, listeners.
Thank you, bloggers from all around the world. You're awesome. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Walk
walked into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs will be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.